Property is owned in a condo-style ownership in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. Again, it's three bedrooms, which would have a maximum occupancy of 8 people. It's served off of Tuscany Drive. With the 8 people for occupancy, that means they need a total of 4 parking spaces. Our staff recommendations are all the same, except that it would sleep no more than 8 persons per night on item number 6. Then also on these two are the same, except it'd be 119 Tuscany Drive for the special use permit. Any questions?
Well, I'd like to point out that the permit is issued and cannot be transferred.
How do you rebut 3 bedrooms?
That's what they said on their application.
It's a villa, 2 bedrooms.
We're just going by the application that comes in. Ready for hearing number 2016-36? It's 191 Greystone Drive. Applicants George and Elizabeth Thomas, representing Beth Hammond. There's its location. The residence contains 6 bedrooms, and it's a single-family residence. It's located on Lot 11, Phase 2 in the Fieldstone Bluffs, with the 6 bedrooms. Your maximum occupancy would be 14 people, and your parking spaces would be 7. The staff recommendations, of course, are the same, except it would sleep, 191 Greystone Drive would sleep no more than 14 persons per night or accommodate. Any questions? 191 Greystone?
Scott, can you flip back to the aerial photo of that, please?
Yes. Tell me which one.
That one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
A very big driveway.
He said he could. He said he could park 4 cars across the driveway.
I think he could park
2 in the garage. Park.
There's an aerial.
It's 2 car garage.
2 car. Okay.
Yeah. There's 2 in there.
Okay.
We're good.
All right.
Now we need to move on to
16.
Viral duplex?
Yes. 160037.
He was wanting to talk on 191.
Yes, and I was on the
191 list also. Okay. On to George C. Thomas.
Ed Fisher.
Ed Fisher?
Yes. My wife, Betty, and I purchased our home in Branson Creek Bluffs, Phase 2, in June of 2012. We were certainly unaware that there would be nightly rentals in Fieldstone Bluffs. We retired and moved to Branson as a destination place for our children and grandchildren to come and visit, which they do. It's a great place for young people to enjoy the shows and shop. Eat out, which they do. Now we have 2 illegal rentals on Greystone Drive and another house up for sale that investors are looking to purchase. Issues that we have. 191 Greystone has become a party house. The rental is near to our residential home. The renters are constantly causing problems. Again, excessive noise, occupancy overload, cars in the street, making it difficult for neighbors to back out of driveways, drive down the street safely. The owner who lives on the other side of the rental, Wayne and Rosie Bruns, had to call the sheriff to have cars removed from their driveway. Bruns wanted me to also report that drunk renters have been outside at 2 in the morning getting sick from drinking and waking them up because the renters were just outside the Bruns' bedroom window. Calls have been made to the HOA office to report problems and also emails. However, the problems do not get addressed because no one is on property to take care of the issues. Week after week, the same problems occur. The renters are here to party and have no concern for neighbors. You should have received a formal complaint email to planning and zoning from Raymond Vorbeck reiterating all the problems from the Greystone Rentals. The renters bring many children and dogs with them. They are in the street. There's no sidewalks in our community. This creates a huge liability problem because they are in the street and also come onto our driveways. When backing out of our driveways, we cannot always see the children or the dogs. I would also like to express the concerns of the residents who lives in the Bluffs 2 on Greystone who are winter vacationing and could not attend tonight. All of these residents filled out a Taney County complaint form. Many sent separate emails to planning and zoning administrator. Hopefully, you receive copies of these in your meeting packet. We have a total of 18 single-family homes in our area, of which 2 are rentals. There are 16 permanent residents. The 2 rentals should be stopped. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Ma'am, did you... Did you want to speak?
I did, yes.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the lady sitting up front.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you said something about speaking on this.
Oh, I said I was on this, yeah.
And your name?
Marie Powers.
You're not on the list, but...
Well, we're on the Thomas one now.
Yeah, we're on the Thomas. Is that what you're...
We didn't ask...
I was on the Boyer, which we bypassed.
Yeah.
Right, but they didn't call my name. They didn't call anybody up to speak. I did want to speak on a couple of different things. One is on the permit itself. It's pretty obvious that since 2006, they've been operating under the belief, you know, that they had a permit. Now, I manage some houses in the county. I manage some condos. The houses have gotten their own private permits. The condos are working under the permit of the resort or the community. None of them have been required to have any of the things that Mr. Chenoweth said. They don't have the 25-foot, you know, offset. They don't have the fire suppression systems. They don't have these things, and these are in the county, these are in Branson, these are in Indian Point. And these all have been approved, and again, running under the Division 3 permit. My concern about this entire hearing is that if they have the permit from 2006 or 2008, or they're running under the community permit, they're all compliant at the time that that is, you know, that ruling comes through. I understand that there was a problem with the filing of it, but it was kind of obvious what the filing was, the intent of it was, and that needs to be fixed. Because if everybody gets their own individual permit right now, they're going to fall under other regulations. So you may give them a permit, and they're still going to be out of business. They're still going to have to pay $17,000 to put in an individual fire suppression system because Branson community doesn't have the infrastructure for it. They're still going to be required for all these other things, which, again, I don't understand because I've had fire inspections in Branson and other places. All I needed was a smoke alarm, and I didn't even need a fire extinguisher if there was one outside, but I have fire extinguishers in all my places. So that is a concern to me. I think that really the whole issue should be stopped until there's some kind of decision on how you're going to fix what originally should have been. every community in Branson has been promised a lot of amenities, and as you know, many developments have gone belly up. Some of them have maintained, but they never got all the other amenities and things that they were promised. And I understand that's frustrating when you buy in a place and they promise you big things and it never happens. But if you look around the county and you look around the town, the only communities that are thriving or at least maintaining and not falling down and seeing the maintenance fall down and the buildings fall down are those that permit vacation rentals. Because those homeowners can pay their HOA fees. You know, if somebody's bought an investment and they can't sell it within a year, they're going to stop maintaining it. They're probably going to stop paying their HOA fees. As Shirley said, a lot of people would put their properties up, which would make the, you know, property go down. I do want to address a couple, one other thing, and that is, as the one, as Shirley's husband said, they considered machinery the grill. They are misconstruing, their complaints are misconstruing the CCRs. I had them knock on a door of the rental. The renters had been there for 10 minutes, and one of the cars was in the street. There's plenty of parking space for all the cars, but one of the cars was in the street while they were putting some in the garage and everything, and one of the ladies knocked on the door and said, "This is illegal, get the car out of the street." The CCNR actually says that you can't have a car parked overnight more than one night. They were there for 10 minutes. They were at the pool, and the two ladies came up to them and told them their towels were on the rails at the pool. And they ripped their towels off, put them on a chair, and said, "It's illegal to have your towels hanging out." I don't think that was the intent. The intent was that you can't hang your towels out on the rails of the villas, you know, or you can't put a clothesline in your backyard. So these issues that they're bringing up are really non-issues. Yes, the HOA didn't, you know, do anything about it because they were misconstruing the CCRs. As everybody up here has said, we will comply with anything that the HOA says. When they give us rules, we tell our guests. The guests get everything. But so those are the three things. But I think that we really need to figure out the issue and how we're going to correct this recording error rather than going through the individual permits. Because the point is they want to shut the vacation rentals down. You can give them the permits, but they're still not going to be able to operate if they can't afford to put in all these new things according to the new codes. This is Branson. Branson gets a bad eye every time something happens. I'm not taking reservations for this month. I already have reservations for summer. I already have reservations. You know, these were taken a year ago. Now we're going to have to go back to these people and say, "I'm sorry, even though we've been doing this for, you know, 11 years here, we can't do it anymore. And I can't help you find a house. You're just going to have to find one on your own." After they have paid for something, after they have taken their time to find something. So anyway, I think the issue needs to be solved, but really not by individual permits. By a blanket permit retroactive to the time that the recording error was made. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there any... anybody else wants to speak on George Thomas? Nope. Okay, Scott, let's move on.
Okay, 2016 case number 37 is 139 Edwards Duplex. Aaron Biberios is the applicant and representative. If he wants to come up, we'll go through his application. This is a site you can see. It's highlighted in blue off of Acacia Club Road. Edwards Drive turns left off of Acacia Club before it turns and heads towards Iowa Colony. There's a little closer view of it. Size of the lots on there, 95 by 125. There's actually three addresses. We just used the 139 because there's three 911 points for the mobile homes. The representative, Aaron Biberos, is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to build a duplex at 139 Edwards Road, Hollister, Missouri. Per the assessor's information, the residential lot is located in the second edition River Lake subdivision, lot 12, block 2. The lot is plus or minus 0.2